Don't let feelings have the final say. Don't let your feelings run your life. You have to go by what you know, not by what you feel. When you're weak, you need to say, I am strong. When you feel overwhelmed, you need to say, I can do all things through Christ. When you feel intimidated, you need to say, I am a mighty hero. When the pressure feels too much, you need to say, I am well able. I can handle it. Hi, this is Joel and Victoria. Thanks for listening to our podcast and thanks for supporting the ministry.
If you enjoyed today's message, why don't you be a blessing and share it with a friend?
We appreciate you and pray for God's very best in your life. God bless you. It's great to be with you today. And I hope you'll stay connected with us throughout the week. We have a daily podcast that you can download. You can go to our YouTube channel and watch the messages anytime, or you can follow us on social media. I promise you, we'll keep you encouraged and inspired. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks again for coming out today. I like to start with something funny. And I heard about this kindergarten teacher. She was trying to explain to her students about self-esteem. She said to her class, anyone who feels like you're dumb, please stand up. She didn't think anyone would stand, and she would make the point how no one is dumb. About that time, little Johnny stood up. She thought, oh no, what am I going to say? She said, now Johnny, do you really feel like you're dumb? He said, no ma'am, I just hate to see you standing there all by yourself. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about stronger than you think. We all face pressure in life and times where we could feel overwhelmed. The obstacle looks too big. We never dreamed we'd be dealing with this sickness. We thought this trouble at work would be over by now. It's easy to feel like it's too much. We can't take it anymore. But the scripture says, God will never let us face more than we can handle, but He will make a way of escape so you will be able to bear it. When God designed you, He took into account everything you would face, every struggle, every unfair situation, every setback, and He put in you the strength, the courage, the determination to withstand it. When you feel overwhelmed, like the pressure is too much, it's because you're stronger than you think. You haven't discovered all that's in you. You'll never know how strong you really are until you face pressure that you've never faced. It may seem unbearable, but the fact that God allowed it means that you can handle it. He didn't say He would make a way of escape so you could run from it, so you can avoid it. He said, so you can bear it. You can look back at times where you didn't think you could go on. The pressure seemed unbearable, but somehow it didn't defeat you. You had the strength to get up another day. You kept going when you didn't feel like you had anything left. Why didn't it break you? Because you were stronger than you thought. God designed you to handle that pressure. He wouldn't have allowed you to get in it if He hadn't already put in you what you needed to handle it. You will always be able to bear whatever comes your way. I read about a little fish. It's called the Mariana snailfish. It lives at the very bottom of the ocean, almost 5 miles underwater. No other fish can survive at that depth. The pressure is more than 1,000 times than at the surface. It would crush any other fish. But when God designed this small fish, He made its bones flexible so they can withstand the pressure. They have special cells and a unique digestive system. Most fish have one gene to stabilize proteins, but this fish has 5. Because they're designed to handle the pressure, they don't live burdened, struggling, overwhelmed. They thrive. In the same way, when God designed you, He knew what pressures you would face. Financial pressure, relationship pressure, pressure raising children, pressure dealing with an illness. If that pressure was going to crush you, if it was going to be unbearable, then God wouldn't have put you there. He doesn't make mistakes. Anything you face, you have to remind yourself you can handle it. You've been designed for it. You wouldn't be at that depth if the pressure was going to defeat you. Now you have to get in agreement with God. If you go around thinking, this is too much, I can't raise these kids, this pressure at work is overwhelming, that's going to defeat you. The scripture talks about how you are full of can-do power. You are well able to overcome opposition, to outlast adversity. But I've learned can-do power doesn't do you any good if you have a can't-do mentality. Quit looking at all the things you can't do. Have a new perspective. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This obstacle may be big, but I can overcome it. This trouble is taking longer than I thought, but I can outlast it. This situation feels overwhelming, but I can handle it. I've been designed for it. I'm strong. I'm anointed. I'm equipped. Don't have a weak mentality. You weren't created to fall apart when pressure comes. You are stronger than you think. You are more favored than you think. You are more anointed than you think. Like God designed that small fish with special cells, bones to withstand the pressure, how much more has God designed you with special strength, with courage, with fortitude, with stamina? When you start seeing yourself as strong, empowered, well able, you won't be overwhelmed. You'll discover strength that you didn't know you had. This is what happened to Gideon. He was hiding in the wine press, afraid of the Midianites. They had surrounded his city. You can imagine the pressure he was under and how he felt overwhelmed, wondering what was going to happen. And just when it seemed like he couldn't bear it anymore, an angel showed up and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." One translation says, "Valiant man of fearless courage." Gideon didn't feel like a mighty hero. He was hiding. He didn't feel courageous. He was weak, intimidated. The angel was saying, in effect, "Gideon, you are stronger than you think. You're letting the situation overwhelm you. You think it's unbearable, but I'm here to tell you, you've got what it takes. You're courageous, you're talented, you're favored, you're well able." Gideon didn't know what was in him. He saw what was around him, enemies that looked too big, opposition that seemed insurmountable. The angel showed up to remind him of what was in him. The angel went on to say, "Gideon, you are to lead the people of Israel against the Midianites." Even though he saw an angel, he still wasn't convinced. He said, "Are you kidding? I come from the poorest family. I'm the least one in my father's house." He was saying, "You're calling me strong. You're calling me a hero. Do you know my background? Do you know where I come from? Do you see what I'm up against?" Gideon didn't understand that God won't let you get in a situation if he hasn't already equipped you for it. If it was going to be too much to bear, too big to defeat, God wouldn't have allowed it. The fact that you're in it means you can handle it. Now, like Gideon, you may not think so. The odds are against you. It feels overwhelming. You are stronger than you think. You are more powerful than you think. The Most High God is breathing on your life. He's saying to you today, "Mighty hero, rise up. Mighty hero, stand strong. Mighty hero, you are well able." You would think after the angel called him a hero, Gideon would be full of faith, ready to take new ground. He still wasn't convinced. God could have thought, "Gideon, forget about it. If you don't know what you have, if you see yourself as weak, I'll go find somebody else." But God never gives up on us. You may think of all the reasons why you can't overcome, why that problem's too big, how it's unbearable. But God is going to keep calling you a mighty hero. He's going to keep telling you that you're stronger than you think. He's going to keep pushing you forward, showing you signs of his favor. Gideon and one of his men snuck down to the enemy's camp to see what was going on. Several armies had united to fight the Israelites. Gideon only had 300 men. It seemed impossible. But just as they crept up, they overheard one of the Midianites telling about a dream that he had. The other Midianite said, "I know exactly what that dream means. God has given Gideon and the Israelites victory over all of us." When Gideon heard that, something came alive on the inside. He returned to camp, shouted to his men, "Get up, God has given us the victory." He no longer felt weak, overwhelmed, intimidated. He knew he was well able. At midnight, they attacked the enemy's army. Even though they were greatly outnumbered, Gideon and the Israelites won the victory. But I don't think we would be talking about Gideon if the angel had not told him that he was stronger than he thought. If the angel had not called him a mighty hero, if he had not challenged him to see himself differently, Gideon would have missed his destiny. You're not hearing this by accident. God is saying to you, you're stronger than you think. You're bigger than what you're up against. You were created to overcome, born with what you need to defeat what's trying to stop you. You may feel weak, intimidated, overwhelmed. That's okay. God made us with feelings. I'm not saying don't feel things. I'm saying don't let feelings have the final say. Don't let your feelings run your life. You have to go by what you know, not by what you feel. When you're weak, you need to say, I am strong. When you feel overwhelmed, you need to say, I can do all things through Christ. When you feel intimidated, you need to say, I am a mighty hero. When the pressure feels too much, you need to say, I am well able. I can handle it. It's significant that Gideon heard what the enemy was saying about him. That's what convinced him to see himself the right way. If you could hear the enemy talking about you, he'd be saying, that's William. Don't mess with him. He serves the Most High God. That's Maria. That's Susie. You better be careful. They're powerful. They're favored. They're strong. Sometimes the enemy knows who we are more than we know who we are. God is not only saying you are stronger than you think, but even the enemy is saying, if they find out who they are, surely they will defeat us. If they realize they are a mighty hero, then we are no match for them. Are you seeing yourself the right way? Have you discovered what's in you? That situation that seems overwhelming, that pressure that feels unbearable, it's not there to defeat you, but to help you discover strength that you didn't know you had. You're not weak. You're not at a disadvantage. You're a mighty hero. You are a man, a woman of fearless courage. And the pressure on the outside may be great. Other people may not be able to take it, but God knew you would face it. That's why, like that little fish, He's already given you what you need, not just to survive. That's one thing. We make it through life burdened down, feeling unbearable. You weren't created to survive, but to thrive. When things that should be unbearable, you've tapped into strength that you didn't know you had. You still give God praise. You still shine at work. You still accomplish great dreams. Don't go your whole life and never discover what's in you. You are stronger than you think. Think about a little seed, just a quarter of an inch long. Doesn't look like much. You put that seed in the ground. The dirt that's on top of it is thousands of times heavier and more powerful. The little seed could think, just my luck. I was doing fine, then someone put me in this dirt. Someone buried me. But what that seed doesn't know is God already took into account that one day it would be buried. One day it would feel overwhelmed, be surrounded by pressure and forces that were much greater. So God put in that seed supernatural life. Supernatural strength, supernatural ability. After it's buried, been in the dark, looks like it's over, the seed will germinate. It will open up and somehow begin to push the dirt out of the way. That seed didn't realize it was designed to be buried. It was designed to have dirt put on it. God knew it would face opposition that looked much bigger. That's why He put in it strength to push up dirt. Strength to move something many times stronger. God was showing us it's not the size of what you're up against. What matters is what the Creator put in you. Don't be intimidated by how big the opposition is, by how bad the medical report looks, by how powerful the people are against you. Like that little seed, you have the life of Almighty God. You have the favor of God. You have can-do power. You are stronger than you think. when that seed is buried. I can hear the dirt laughing, saying, "You're done now. You don't have a chance. I'm so much more powerful than you." The seed could panic, live overwhelmed. What am I going to do? But this seed knows a secret. It says, "Hey, Mr. Dirt, I may look small. I know I'm at a disadvantage right now. I know you're much bigger, but I'm not worried. I'm stronger than I look. I'm more powerful than I appear. I have something in me that's not ordinary. It's not common. I have the life of Almighty God." The dirt says, "Big deal. I'm still hundreds of times more powerful." But in a few weeks, the little seed opens up. It begins to push the dirt back, push it back, push it back. Before long, the seed has come up out of the ground. Now it's a beautiful bush with blooming flowers. In the same way, things that look like they're going to overwhelm you, looks like it's too much to bear, remember this phrase: you are stronger than you think. God knew it was coming. He's already put things on the inside that you can't see right now, but at the appointed time, you're going to push back the dirt. You're going to come out of what's holding you back. Not like you were, but you're going to bloom. You're going to blossom, go to new levels, accomplish greater goals. Don't be fooled by the dirt. The dirt is getting you ready to flourish. There are things in your destiny that can only happen with the dirt. If you weren't buried, so to speak, you would never see what's in your seed. You wouldn't reach your potential. You can keep a seed on a shelf for years. That's nice, doesn't have to get dirty, doesn't have to be uncomfortable. But that seed would never become what it was created to be. It may be an apple seed. There are apple orchards in that one seed, but it will never produce a single apple without the dirt. The challenge is, when we get dirt on us, when we face things we don't understand, it feels overwhelming. It's easy to get discouraged, give up on our dreams. "God, why is this happening?" That's going to keep the seed from germinating. The right attitude is, this dirt is not stopping my destiny, it's taking me into my destiny. God wouldn't have allowed the dirt if it was going to keep you from your purpose. The problem may look too big, the sickness looks too great, the trouble is not turning around. Can I tell you, you are stronger than you think. You can endure more than you think. That dirt is not going to defeat you, it's going to promote you. Numbers chapter 11, Moses felt overwhelmed. He was leading the Israelites through the desert, some 2 million people, toward the promised land. They were complaining. "We're tired of eating this same food. We liked it better in Egypt. Why did you bring us out here in the desert?" Moses said in verse 11, "God, why did you lay the burdens of all these people on me? They're not my children. I'm not able to bear this on my own. It's too heavy for me." He felt so pressured and so stressed. He said, "God, I would rather you kill me than have me carry this heavy load." Felt unbearable, like he couldn't take it anymore. God had him call 70 elders, 70 men that could help him. In verse 17, God said, "I will take some of the spirit that's on you and I will put it on these men. They will help you carry the burden." One principle, of course, is you have to delegate. You can't do everything by yourself. But it's interesting that God didn't say, "I'm going to take some of my spirit and put it on these men." He said, "Moses, I'm going to take some of your spirit and put it on them." Do you see how strong Moses was? Even though he couldn't do the work of all 70, God said, "You have so much potential. You have so much you haven't tapped into. I'm going to take from you and give it to them." Imagine God taking from what's in you and giving it to 70 people and you still being able to do great things. That's how strong you are. That's how powerful you are. That's how anointed you are. I want you to see yourself as a mighty hero, as someone that's well able. The reason you face big challenges is because you have a big destiny. The reason you have great obstacles is because you have greatness in you. The reason the pressure feels overwhelming is because you're stronger than you think. That difficulty is an opportunity to discover what's in you. This won't happen though if you're weak. defeated, can't take it anymore, it's too much for me. If that was true, then God made a mistake when He designed you. He accidentally put you in an environment that you couldn't handle. No, God doesn't make mistakes. The pressure is showing you how strong you are, how much you can handle. That's getting you ready for how high God is going to take you, for new levels, for greater influence, for unprecedented favor. We had a dog growing up by the name of Scooter. My father used to ride his bike through the neighborhood and Scooter would follow alongside. Daddy was so proud of Scooter. He was a big German Shepherd, strong and powerful. He would take off ahead of my father, run through the neighbor's yards, check everything out like he was the king of the road. One day as they were riding, this little Chihuahua, little bitty dog, saw Scooter down the road and started barking and barking. Scooter didn't think twice. He took off toward that dog full speed, like he was saying, "How dare you bark at me?" My father thought, "Oh no, Scooter's gonna tear into that dog. One paw on him and that little dog will be done." He sped up to try to calm Scooter down. The closer Scooter got, the louder that dog barked. Finally, Scooter got right up to him, this big showdown. My father was waiting for Scooter to show him who was boss, but Scooter rolled over on his back, put all four legs up in the air, like he was saying, "I give up, don't hurt me." My father said, "I wanted to kick Scooter all the way home." Scooter was a lot bigger on the outside than he was on the inside. That little Chihuahua, he may have been small in size, but he was stronger than he looked. He was more powerful than he looked. I've learned it's not the size of the problem, it's the size of the person. My father was ashamed of Scooter, but I wonder how many times our Heavenly Father looks down at us and thinks, "Why are you putting up all fours? Why are you giving up, overwhelmed, thinking you can't handle it when I've called you a mighty hero, when I've given you can-do power, when I've surrounded you with favor, when I've armed you with strength for every battle, when I'm going before you making crooked places straight, when I've designed you to withstand any pressure that comes against you." You want to make God proud? Stand strong. Be courageous. Think like a champion. Talk like an overcomer. Praise when you could be complaining. Declare victory when all you see is defeat. Expect favor when it seems impossible. God has awesome things in your future. But let me keep it real. There will be some awesome challenges in your future. To reach your destiny, you have to discover what's in you. Every time you realize you're stronger than you think, you overcome, you outlast, you endure, that strength is going to be instrumental for the next challenge, for the next dream. That's preparing you for the amazing things God has in store. David was a teenager out working in the shepherd's fields, taking care of his father's sheep. One day he took lunch to his brothers who were in the army. He heard Goliath taunting the Israelites and something rose up in him. He told King Saul that he wanted to fight Goliath. They all tried to talk him out of it, told him he was too small, not qualified, no experience, but David was determined. When Goliath saw how small David was, he began to laugh. He said, "Am I a dog that you'd come at me with a stick?" He was saying, "Is this the best you got?" David looked at Goliath, said in effect, "I may be small, but I'm stronger than I look. I'm more powerful than I look. I'm more experienced than I look." David took a slingshot. With that one stone, brought down Goliath. You may have some Goliaths telling you what you can't do. You're not strong enough. You can't break the addiction. You can't beat the sickness. You'll never accomplish that dream. You're not big enough. You have to do like David and tell Goliath, "I may look small, but I'm stronger than you think. You haven't seen the best of me. You haven't seen the courage, the fortitude, the greatness. You just see a Gideon. What you don't realize is you're looking at a mighty hero. That problem is not going to defeat you. That trouble is not how your story ends. That loss is not going to define you. You're going to discover things in you that you didn't know you had. I believe even now, strength is rising up. Courage is rising up. Dreams are coming back to life. You're about to see God do things you couldn't do. turn situations around that look permanent, open doors that no person can shut. When I was 10 years old, I was playing Little League baseball, and I was very small growing up, always the shortest one on the team. I got up to bat, and the coach on the other team came out of the dugout and started waving his arms, shouting to the outfielders, "Come in closer, come in closer." It was like he was saying, "This guy up to bat is a loser. Look how small he is. He can't hit." It's making this big scene. Everyone in the stands was watching him. Something rose up in me. I thought, "You don't know who you're talking about. You don't know what I'm capable of." The pitcher threw the ball. The first pitch, I swung as hard as I could. The ball went over everyone's head, one bounce, and hit the fence. I felt like Jose Altuve. I was fast. I rounded the bases for an inside the park home run. Next time I got up to bat, the same coach came out, but this time he was waving his arms the other way, shouting, "Back up, back up, back up." What happened? I was stronger than he thought. I believe the enemy has misjudged you. He thinks you're a lightweight. You're too small, at a disadvantage, overwhelmed. Life's been tough. Why don't you step up and show what's in you? Why don't you shake off the negative voices? Quit listening to the Goliath taunting you. Quit believing the obstacle is too big and show the world who you really are. There's a mighty hero waiting to come out. There's a giant killer. There's a history maker. There's an overcomer. You may have some dirt on you. You're going through some challenges. That dirt can't hold you down. You have the life of Almighty God. You've been designed for this time, equipped for what you're facing, empowered to fulfill your destiny. Now, don't live with a can't-do mentality when you have can-do power. Get in agreement with God. If you'll do this, I believe and declare you're about to discover strength, courage, ability like you've never seen. You're not just going to survive, you're going to thrive, overcoming every obstacle, defeating every enemy, accomplishing every dream in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? I'd like to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, "Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." If you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. We'd love to give you some information on your new walk with the Lord. Just text the number on the screen or go to the website. I hope you'll get into a good Bible-based church and keep God first place. Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you'll subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you encouraged and inspired all through the week.
Help us to continue to share the message of hope with those all around the world. Visit joelosteen.com or click the link in the description to partner with us today.
We hope you'll share this message with a friend and be sure to follow us on social media. We're praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. We'll see you next time.